Are you constantly asking yourself, how can I get everyone on board with this new way of teaching math? If so, this is the episode for you. Listen, I know you're out there fighting the good fight. You want things to be different at your school. And sometimes that can feel like a really lonely place to be. On episode 109, we are going to talk about how to get everyone in your school on board with, quote, new math. This is Honest Math Chat, and I'm Mona Eel of Mona Math. I'm a former math avoider turned math teacher cheerleader, and I'm going to get real honest with you about math classroom culture, engagement, math discussions, and all the student-centered instructional practices to help you empower your students to love and understand math deeply. So every Monday on Honest Math Chat, we're going to work together to make our classrooms places where students see themselves as mathematicians. But let's not wait. If you're ready to engage every learner and get them pumped about math, you've got to use math discussions. I welcome you to download the guide to engaging math discussions right now. Go to monamath.com/discussions. You'll get all my best tips on how to guide on the side while getting every child meaningfully engaged in discussing their math thinking. You're either in one of two kinds of schools. One where everyone's on the same page and willing to try new things. People share ideas and others get excited to learn and evolve together. Or you're in a school where it almost feels like a competition. You bring new ideas to the table and people look at you with a skeptical eyebrow raised and say things like, "Yeah, I've tried that. I'm not sure it'll work, though. These kids couldn't handle that." Or, "In the past, we've done things like that, but now we do it like this." Obviously, I'm oversimplifying it to say that these two schools exist in isolation. You surely could have a combination of both. However, in the schools I've worked in, I've found mostly one or the other. Okay, in that second school that I described, it almost feels like you're swimming upstream, trying to get the staff or just the teachers on your team on board with a new idea. It feels overwhelming when you know that these practices are good for kids, but the teachers are resistant. They're fighting back, saying that it won't work when you know that those tactics and strategies do work. I worked at a school where the principals and teachers were very stuck in their ways. I don't think it was because they wanted to be stuck in their ways, but because staff turnover was very low. It was a really nice, well-funded school in a great neighborhood with students who were high achieving. Teachers rarely left, so turnover was low. That meant that new ideas and fresh perspectives were rare. So many of the practices teachers were using were outdated, or just fads and cute ideas that they saw on social media. I started there as a seasoned teacher of 14 years. My team just did not know how to handle me. This woman, me, with her honesty just flying everywhere. Let's just say I learned to stop sharing and pushing my ideas and just close my door and get down to business with my students. That was until the principal started to observe. And then I was exposed. Anyway, I digress. That feeling I had when my colleagues would push back, or even when they observed me and then simply asked, "So what lesson in the book is this?" What? It's like they were completely missing the point. She didn't notice that my students were thinking and discussing and their excitement and ownership all over math. But they were just focused on how many lessons are we going to teach this week and how will we get to the next thing. On the contrary, I've had the pleasure of coaching at a school where the entire staff has a mindset and an approach of openness and willingness. They are ready and excited every time I arrive to get down to learning, pushing themselves to try new things and getting vulnerable when things just aren't working. It is such a breath of fresh air. Best part? The students are learning, rapidly increasing their scores and deepening their understandings. But I don't think it's just about school culture and mindset. When we want to get teachers on board with a new idea and really dig into improving instructional strategies to be more effective, we have to have a common vision. That's the difference between the schools I've worked at, the schools with the let's do this mindset, and the ones where new ideas were pushed out with a defensive stance. It's vision. It all comes down to vision. Because a community is created when a vision is shared. So here's what we're doing now, friends. We're going to cultivate a culture of school math programs with a math vision. These are the questions that I want you to consider because you are the change maker. You are the person listening to this podcast who excitedly hit play and said, yeah, that's me, Mona. I want to make a change in my school. We're going to do that today, friends, by making a math vision. So consider these questions. Who will our mathematicians be when they leave here? What will they leave our math program with or being able to do? What does it mean to do math here at our school? What do we believe mathematicians should be? What does our community believe about math? And what research supports our vision? If your staff got together and discussed these questions, maybe they looked at some models of math visions and research that supports effective teaching and learning, what would happen? I know what would happen. People, all the adults and children and parents and staff in your building would have a clear idea of the goal. They would understand the plan to get to the goal. They would realize the math values of the school, the organization. They would share a common purpose as a mathematician. Yes, everyone. No more, I'm not a math person, honey. Go ask Mr. J for some help. He gets it. I'm just a kindergarten teacher or a gym teacher or a Spanish teacher. Nope, we're not doing that anymore because we all see how important our words and enthusiasm for math are because we have a math vision. I love creating math visions with people because it's this living document. Each semester, each school year, you revisit it and revise it and make sure that this vision still represents what it is you want for your students. If you have a math vision, I would love to see it. I have this little file going of exemplars that I love to add yours to it. Then I can share it with others that are looking for inspiration as they create their math vision. I hope that you will think about how a math vision might be part of your school professional learning plan for the upcoming school year. This makes for a great back-to-school PD session. Gather your whole staff for 60 or 90 minutes to get clear on the math vision. I would love to help you brainstorm what that might look like or work with your school to make it happen. It's just one of the services that I offer as part of math coaching and consulting agency, Chicago Math Group. In fact, if you are the planner or the decision maker or on the committee, or you have a good relationship with your principal, I would love to invite you to register for my upcoming webinar on May 16th at 3:30 p.m., where I'll be sharing my services and a glimpse into what working with Chicago Math Group might look like for your school or district. My packages are fully customizable to your school's vision and goals. On the webinar, I'll share how I've done that with schools and share the investment so that you can start planning for next year. If you'd like to register, you can head over to the link in the description here, or you can go to monamath.com/webinar. And I hope to see you there so we can start planning for how to get your math vision fully supported in this upcoming school year. Well, that was your dose of Honest Math Chat for today, friend. Thanks so much for listening. It would mean so much to me if you subscribed, shared this podcast with your friend, or leave a comment. If you have not downloaded my free guide that I made in response to the questions you have all about engaging your students in math discussions, go grab it, monamath.com/discussions. And if you have other questions that I haven't answered, shoot me a DM on Instagram at @HelloMonaMath. I can't wait to chat more with you next week. Remember, we're here every Monday. I'm always listening on my way to work. When do you listen? See you soon, friend.